This passage is an excerpt from 44th verse of 18th chapter in Srimad Bhagavad Gita as commented upon in the book Sadhak Sanjeevani by Swami Ram Sukhdas ji. Krishi Gauraksya Vanijyam Vaishya Karma Swabhavajam. Agriculture, cattle rearing and pure trade are the duties of a Vaishya born of his nature. Pure trade consists in supplying the needs of people by transporting commodities from one place to another, sincerely and honestly, so that no one may feel a shortage. Lord Krishna, by his relationship with Nanda Baba, considered himself as a Vaishya. Agriculture, trade, cow rearing and lending money for interest are the duties of a Vaishya, but cow rearing has been our profession since time immemorial. Reference Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran, 10th Canto, 24th Chapter, Verse 21. So Lord Krishna himself grazed cows and calves. In the Manu Smriti, the code of Manu, it is mentioned that the duty of a Vaishya is cow rearing. So Lord Krishna exhorts Vaishyas at least to rear cows if they cannot raise all cattle. So Vaishyas should bring up cows by applying all their resources, body, mind, power and riches. An important fact concerning cow rearing. Cow is to be reared from every point of view. Human beings can attain four important aims of life through cow rearing. These are righteousness, dharma, money, artha, desire, kaam and salvation, moksha. In the materialistic world of today, a cow is very useful. Her milk, churned butter, ghee and dung add to the wealth of a nation. Our country is an agricultural country, so bullocks are used to plow the land. The land can also be plowed by male buffaloes or camels, but bullocks are superior to them. Buffaloes cannot work so efficiently as bullocks because bullocks have more sattvic strength than buffaloes. The bullocks can work for a longer time in sun rather than the buffaloes. Moreover, number of buffaloes is smaller than that of bullocks. As far as camels are concerned, they cost more than bullocks. If cows are to be reared, they give birth to bullocks, so bullocks are not to be bought anew. Bullocks born of foreign cows cannot be used in farming because plows cannot be put on their necks as they have no withers. Cow is very sacred. The air which touches her body becomes pure. Her dung and urine check epidemics such as plague and cholera, etc. Houses plastered with dung are not so much affected by bombs as the cemented houses. Cow dung eliminates poison. In Banaras, a saint saved a man who was supposed to be dead by snake bite by smearing his body with dung two times. Urine of cow is very useful in heart diseases. A little quantity of urine of a she-calf as a dose every day cures stomach diseases. A saint suffering from asthma had a lot of relief by drinking a little urine of the she-calf. In these days, several medicines are prepared from dung and urine of cows. Cooking gas is also prepared from cow dung for cooking purposes. The grains produced by the dung and urine of cows as manure is pure. Dung and urine of cows make the land more fertile than chemical fertilizers, as was once experimented on a crop of grapes. Chemical fertilizers destroy the fertility of land in a few years and makes it barren, while the manure of cow dung and urine maintains well its fertility. Cow dung is being exported to foreign countries so that the lost fertility of land there may be restored. Cows of our country are gentle and sattvic, so their sattvic milk sharpens intellect and makes our nature mild. Foreign cows, though, give more quantity of milk, but as they are angry by nature, their milk makes us cruel. A she-buffalo gives more milk than a cow, but her milk is not sattvic. Those who drink cow's milk are more active than those who drink she-buffalo's milk. Once an experiment was made on military horses, and it was found that horses fed on cow milk could cross a river, while the horses which fed on buffalo milk could not, though the latter seemed stronger. The milk of she-camel, being tamasic, is not useful, and its curd and butter are not prepared. In jurisprudence, it is mentioned that camels, dogs and donkeys are untouchable. Cows occupy an important place in all religious rites. Her milk, churn butter, ghee and dung are used in rites of birth, tonsure and sacred thread, etc. Cow dung purifies a place. Cow's milk is used in preparing sweet dishes which are offered to Brahmanas in honor of means. A cow is offered as charity to a Brahman to escape hell. In religious ceremonies, a mixture of cow dung, urine, milk, curd and churn butter ghee, known as Panchagavya, is used. Cow's ghee is used in religious sacrifices which are performed to satisfy desires. In the Raghu family, cow had an important place. Her milk and ghee are nourishing. Service to cows without expectation of any reward leads to salvation and purifies heart. Lord Krishna is known as Gopal because he staged a human play as a cowherd with bare feet. In ancient times, sages reared cows and their milk and ghee sharpened their intellect so they could produce great and rare classics literature. Cow's milk and butter provided them longevity, as a synonym of ghee butter is ayu. Great emperor went to those sages for consultation. In historical records, there are names mentioned of innumerable persons who sacrificed their lives for the protection of cows. But how sad it is that today thousands of cows are being slaughtered daily out of greed. If this state of affairs continues, cows will totally disappear. Then cow dung will not be available. Without cow dung, lands will grow barren and there will be no production of corn and cotton cloth. People will be deprived of the bare necessities of life, such as food, water and clothes, as they will have to lead a miserable life. The nation will become dependent and weak. Slaughter of cows is the main cause of famines, droughts, volcanoes and strifes, etc. So it is our first and foremost duty to stop this slaughter with might and main. We should rear cows, use their milk and butter, use cow dung gas for cooking, make cow pens in order to protect them, protect the existing pasture grounds and press the government to leave more areas of land free for pastures. The policy of cow slaughter should be opposed and government should be forced through public opinion to enforce a law to stop cow slaughter immediately throughout the country for the protection of the country. Ram, Ram.